And you're listening here on Vermont Public Radio. Good afternoon. I'm Alex Keefe with VPR News. President Obama is expected to sign a federal GMO labeling bill into law soon. Congress rushed through the bill just weeks after Vermont's own law requiring labels for genetically modified foods went into effect. But the federal bill nullifies Vermont's state law, creating a new national mandatory labeling law with more options to let companies choose what kind of label they'd prefer. This afternoon, we're talking with Kathleen Masterson to hear more about how the federal law affects the GMO labeling situation here in Vermont. Kathleen's VPR's reporter for the New England News Collaborative. Hey, Kathleen.
Hey, Alex.
What does it mean for Vermont's GMO labeling law that Congress has just passed this federal bill? Help us understand that.
First and foremost, the national labeling bill preempts Vermont's law, meaning that once President Obama signs it, Vermont's law is nullified, effective immediately. The federal bill also preempts any state law, including the Connecticut and Maine laws, which have been passed but not yet enacted. Proponents of the federal bill say it creates a uniform, mandatory labeling law. But critics say the new bill gives manufacturers so many different options that it's essentially meaningless in terms of creating a useful label for consumers.
So how is the federal bill different than Vermont's state law?
Okay, a big one here is instead of requiring a text label on the food saying produced or partially produced with genetic engineering, it allows food companies label options. They could use text or a symbol, which is yet to be determined by the USDA, or these controversial QR codes, which can only be read by smartphones. Critics say all this is simply too confusing for consumers, and it doesn't help you out if you don't have a smartphone.
So you've reported in the past that the federal law also has a different definition for what a GMO food is. In practice, how does this play out when I'm strolling down the shopping aisle?
Another big difference in the federal bill is it introduces another term, bioengineered foods. And even the Food and Drug Administration says there's a lot of ambiguity about what would be considered bioengineered the way the bill's written. Consider a can of soup, for example. Under Vermont's law, it has to have the label that says partially produced with genetic engineering because it contains soybean oil, say. Right. But to get a little in the weeds, under the federal bill, some oils wouldn't have to be labeled because oil no longer contains modified DNA. So even though that crop's grown from a genetically engineered plant, the product would be exempt from a label. That's a huge difference from Vermont's law. Secondly, the federal bill would let the U.S. Department of Agriculture decide just what percentage of genetically engineered ingredients in a given food would trigger a label requirement.
So those are some pretty big differences. Legally speaking, is there anything Vermont can do about this?
Well, I spoke with Vermont's Attorney General William Sorrell this morning, and he says that his office has done some research into possible legal recourse, including considering the possibility of suing the federal government.
I don't see that Vermont will be filing such a suit based on the research that we've done to date, but there is every possibility that one or more consumer advocacy groups might well file suit, but the current state of affairs, Vermont does not intend to be suing the federal government.
The bottom line is, at this point, the state doesn't intend to sue the feds.
So what happens in the meantime? What can consumers expect when they go to the grocery store?
We're in a bit of limbo land, actually. The federal bill gives the USDA 2 years to write the rules. So in the meantime, companies are not required to label their packages since the federal bill preempts Vermont's law. However, I spoke with several large food companies who indicated they are going to continue labeling their products. Mars Candy, for one, is going to keep the text label for now with an eye out on what the USDA rules are going to look like. On the other hand, Mark Alexander with Campbell's Soup Company says even though the federal bill gives the option of a symbol or a barcode, they're going to keep the text label on their products.
There was just a groundswell of interest and concern and questions from consumers on this. And for us, when it rises to a level of where so many consumers want to know the information, at some point we believe then it needs to be on the package because that is the primary point of communication where every consumer can see the information.
Other companies haven't been forthcoming yet with what their plans are.
Kathleen Masterson is VPR's reporter with the New England News Collaborative. We've been talking about how the federal GMO labeling law could affect the situation here in Vermont. Kathleen, thank you.
Thanks for having me.